If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by A Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. 34 past the hour, our guest will talk about the many hidden quirks of the human brain that shape our decisions and understanding of the world. In the meantime, back to kind of a topic we were talking about where obesity it doesn't seem to be on the minds of restaurants in terms of kids' meals and, you know, what kids eat in terms of what they eat at fast food places. Not just fast food places, but restaurants. And, Dr. Mike, before the break, you talked about some communities that are apparently doing a pretty good job and doing the right thing.
Yeah, in Portland, Oregon, they have made a major effort to do a community effort, educating all the people in the community about the problem, making portion sizes smaller, making people aware of what the calorie counts are. Not a regulation, a community effort, not a government effort, a community effort. And that seems to be working at least a little bit. My guess is it's going to take a lot of effort because where we are is food is so available and so easy that unless we do this in a conscious way as communities, we're doing less physical activity and less, if you will, of our own guarding of our food, and we have more stress in life. So the obvious result is we gain weight and our kids gain weight and no one is patrolling it and we're bad role models as adults. Well, it turns out that some communities are working on it. And in fact, you know, the Coca-Cola company, which has whatever it is, 24-25% of its beverages are now no or low calorie, is trying to promote this. And you've seen their couple of their ads. They've been controversial, but nevertheless, they are trying to promote people being healthier and getting healthier and watching portion sizes.
See, that is the problem.
By the way, I should tell people that the sound has been a problem. And we're working on it. We know it's a problem. Stay with us. It's getting much better. We think we found the problem.
Okay, it's subliminal, like our guest is going to suggest, right, at 34 past the hour. Just think subliminally the sound is going to be okay, and then we'll work through this. But every now and then these technicalities, these technical problems do happen. My point was is it's advertising, right? I mean, there are some companies trying to do the right thing. I think that, and I've been in this business now for 38 years, the power of advertising is tremendous, right? And I think the less than healthy foods are advertised a heck of a lot more than the healthy foods are. And that's a big mountain to climb. I think, to me, that's a big part of it.
Well, do you think if McDonald's or McDonald's and Coke and a couple of what I would, and Procter & Gamble, maybe some of the major marketers helped us with a countrywide effort to watch portion control and to stay thinner, that would work?
They have a lot of influence, don't they? They spend a lot of money in advertising, right?
They are the biggest advertisers,
right.
I think.
Right. I just think there's a tremendous amount of influence that Madison Avenue has in convincing people that their product, their food, is the one they want to buy, and it's a business thing. It's the bottom line of making money, and I think that plays a big part of it. Let's move on a couple stories before the guest at 34 past the hour. Let's discuss for a couple of minutes hearing loss and what causes hearing loss.
Well, this is actually a very interesting story, and I'm going to have Jeff talk a little bit about iPods and iPads and iPhones and kids and their own hearing loss. But in fact, we are the main causes of hearing loss. In our book, You Being Beautiful, we have a website where you can go and test your hearing. But it turns out 12 to 15% of children have permanent hearing loss. And by permanent hearing loss, what we mean by that is, in fact, that a lot of the hearing is lost because the hair cells in the inner ear are damaged. Now, there's some potentials to restore those hair cells, but never in history have hair cells been restored. And when you lose your hair cells, you don't grow them back. They're permanently lost. And so, and we're born currently with a fixed number of hair cells. And so the key is keeping your iPad, iPhone, iPod, all those other devices down. I have these little, this directed earphones, though, for listening so that I don't get radio electricity, that is, the electromagnetic rays to damage my brain and cause DNA, but they actually are part of the problem as well because they direct sound right into the eardrum, ear canal. Jeff, what can be done?
So it's like you said, you start your life with a fixed number of hair cells, and when they die, we think that's it for them. So once you lose a specific hearing for a specific frequency, you don't get that back. So some things you can do to help are to use earplugs when you're mowing a lawn or using loud machinery like drying your hair. You can always try and protect your ears and use good ear protection when shooting guns or riding a motorcycle. And then if you're using earbuds like the ones you use, ideally you don't want to push them too far into your ear, and you want them to be fitting loosely.
And one of the keys is actually taking breaks. So it is both how loud it is, but the amount of time continuously you hear that loud noise. So crowds where the noise is continuously loud or bad, you should put those earplugs in and take the ear, and even when commercials come on or maybe when a song you don't like comes on, turn off your radio and turn off the earbuds or whatever is in your ears so that you can hear.
You know how many years I've worn headphones in this business? 38 years.
Well, but you wear over-the-ear ones.
Yes.
Which is a lot less risky than the earbud ones that many of the iPhone and smartphones have.
Mm-hmm.
So over the ear, because it's not directed right into the canal, you protect yourself. But you obviously, in the environment you have to hear. And my guess is that almost all guys your age, my age, have hearing loss. And it's at high frequencies, so you probably have more trouble hearing high-frequency female voices. That's called male pattern hearing loss, but it's a real phenomenon because of the hair cells that are damaged easiest.
Is that the reason my wife says, how come you never listen to me? Is that the reason why?
That's exactly the reason why.
What is it called, high-something hearing loss?
High-frequency hearing loss is, or male pattern hearing loss, is exactly what she's complaining about and exactly what you have.
Well, I think, you know, I started out, I'm in talk radio now, but I started out as a DJ and played music. And, you know, there were years when I was younger where we'd crank the music up, and there are still some people here at the radio station at WSYR in Syracuse where we're a news talk station that I've got to really, the man on before me, he was a newsman, he still listens to his headphones really high, so I've got to make a point before I plug my headset in to turn down the volume because he listens to it a heck of a lot louder than I do. But when I first started out in the business, and a lot of disc jockeys, to hear the music and, you know, to get into the emotion of the song or the energy of the song, they'd listen to that thing, you know, they'd listen to that thing pretty loud. We'll be back with the guest coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, before the end of the hour, it's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. So in minutes, we'll talk about how our unconscious mind rules our behavior, with a guest that has a lot to say about the choices we make, whether or not they're conscious or subliminal or not. Guest time next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.